This is Wade Vrethke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Colin Kaepernick, the former NFL quarterback who inspired a player protest movement but who has been out of a job for more than a year, has signed a new multi-year deal with Nike that makes him a face of the 30th anniversary of the sports apparel company's Just Do It campaign. Nike confirmed it. In a court case against the NCAA, former athletes in Division I men's and women's basketball and top division football are seeking to end the NCAA's cap on what they may receive for participating in college sports, generally little more than tuition, room, and board. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel said he wouldn't seek a third term in office in a dramatic reversal after having raised a substantial campaign war chest, but also attracted a dozen opponents upset over recent rising crime and his handling of the police killing of a black teen. Washington Post ABC poll indicates trouble for Trump court nominee Brett Kavanaugh as he goes to hearing. Only 38% think the Senate should confirm. 39% do not. Only 29% of women want him confirmed. College-educated whites are narrowly divided, 41% for, 42% against. Regionally, Kavanaugh's confirmation gets thumbs down in the Northeast and the West. Experts estimate that more than $10 billion annually is spent using philanthropic tax-exempt giving to influence public policy. In 2016, the tax deduction for charitable contributions cost the federal government at least $50 billion. And Anna Pressley upended the Massachusetts political order, scoring a stunning upset of 10-term Representative Michael Capano and positioning herself to become the first African-American woman to represent the state in Congress. She'd also been the first black woman elected to the Boston City Council 10 years ago. Temple University's Fox Business School has admitted faking numbers to the U.S. and World Report's rankings on its master's program on cost and later success, highlighting the little information that such schools are required to provide to prospective students. President Trump, reacting to protests at the hearings for Judge Kavanaugh, suggested in an interview with a conservative news site that the act of protesting should be illegal. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.